The following is a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us. Welcome back to the Big Yield Spotlight. I'm Kyle Hill, visiting with Kent Kaufman of BigYield.us. Good to have you back in the studio today.
Thanks for having me back, Kyle.
Let's talk about micronutrients today. What are they and how do they work?
All right, so there are seven micronutrients required by plants. It's going to be zinc, manganese, copper, iron, boron, molybdenum, and chlorine. Now, most of these extension offices in the state, especially the MU, they're really good about having a chart. It'll detail all the uptake that your crops need, pounds per acre per crop. Most of these micronutrients are going to be less than a pound, other than iron, which is usually going to be over a pound for most crops for what they're going to need.
So if most of these nutrients, we don't even need a pound per acre, are they really that important?
Well, the big thing about micronutrients is that they tend to be yield-limiting versus yield-enhancing. So a yield-enhancing product would be like nitrogen or like our cold process sweetener where you add it and you keep getting more and more yield as you add it. But because these are so small, you can easily hit the amount you need. The only problem is if you don't have these and you do need them, then it'll drastically reduce your yield. We actually had a grower who was missing some micronutrients, and he ended up bumping his yield up by 26 bushels an acre just because he was deficient in those nutrients, because they underline critical processes in your plants, kind of like your car, you know. There's some parts that aren't that important, but if you don't have a fuel line or a hose or something that's integral to your engine, then it's just going to stop everything from working.
How does a farmer know if his or her crops are deficient in micronutrients?
Well, the first step is going to be soil test. The thing is, though, most soil tests just tell you the amount of the nutrient in the soil, not necessarily what's biologically available to your plant. And so we're making a lot of progress on the different types of tests you can do here, but just be aware of that if you're just doing a basic soil test. Visually inspecting the crops is a great sign for specific deficiencies. Agronomists, again, at your extension office, or if you have your own agronomist, or even some apps are great for helping identify with this. And finally, doing tissue sampling on troublesome fields, or if you see any discoloration in your leaves or anything, and comparing this to better fields is a great way to figure out what's going on.
What can a farm do to apply micronutrients?
Well, farmers can apply micronutrients both in furrow and foliar and even on the seed with our seed coat. But our Yield Booster product is made with all the seven of the micros. It also MPNK fertilizer, and this can be applied both foliar and in furrow. The rates will vary depending on the crops. So we've seen good results, though, in corn, soybeans, alfalfa, wheat, pastures, and even on potatoes. And so it's a precision application. It's with the in-furrow placement, you put it directly next to the seed. With foliar coverage, you just have a great coverage all over the leaf, and a little bit goes a long way in the field.
Can you tank mix this with other products?
Yes, almost every time I apply Yield Booster, it's tank mixed with something else. I mix it on a very regular basis with our Big Sweet Yield and our Big Bio Yield products with the Yield Booster. I mix it usually whenever I'm applying a fungicide, herbicide, and insecticide treatments as well. Right now is one of the great times to apply micronutrients to corn. Anytime when you have a high growth period or reproductive period, it's a great time to apply micronutrients.
And it looks like those growth stages, specifically V3 to V6.
Yep, and corn, that's a great time to do it.
If anybody has questions about Yield Booster or any of the Big Yield products, who should they contact?
Well, they should contact us at the research firm. They can find us online, bigyield.us. They can give us a call, 816-773-6096. They can stop by the research farm. It's off of 7 Highway, just west of Garden City. Come in anytime. We'll be happy to show you around and how everything works.
Good to have you in the studio again today, Kent Kaufman with BigYield.us. Looking forward to another great conversation with you. The proceeding has been a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us.